Lesson 10. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How far up does the sky go? It seems to go on forever. No one knows where space ends or if it has an end. So let us explore a small piece of it, our system of planets. People have always gazed at the night sky. Long ago, they saw the moon and the stars, just as we do today. But those who looked carefully noticed something more. They saw that most stars seemed fixed in place, but that some moved slowly across the night sky. Now we know that the moving objects are not stars at all. They are the planets that rotate around the sun. About 5 billion years ago, the sun and planets were formed out of clouds of gas and dust. Gravity pulled the chunks and pieces together to make lumps of matter. These lumps slowly got bigger as more and more dust was added to them. The largest lump became the sun. It is a giant star. It shines brightly because it is an enormous ball of fire. The smaller lumps that circle around it are the planets. They reflect light from the sun. The planet that is most distant from the sun is Pluto. Because it is so far away, it is dark all the time. It is also very cold, several hundred degrees below zero. Pluto is the smallest planet. It is even smaller than our moon. As we move in toward the sun from Pluto, we come to the four giant planets. They are Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, and Jupiter. No astronaut will ever land on any of these four because they are made of gas. Each of these planets has rings around it, and each has several moons. Jupiter is the largest of all the planets. Its diameter is 11 times that of the Earth. Four smaller planets are closer to the Sun. They are Mars, Earth, Venus, and Mercury. All of them are made of solid rock. Mercury, which is the closest to the Sun, is very hot. The temperature there can rise to almost twice as high as the top setting on an oven. About 400 years ago, when the telescope was invented, people were able to take a close look at the planets for the first time. The early astronomers were surprised at what they saw. Saturn's rings were beautiful. Mars had huge craters. Jupiter had several moons. One of them was even bigger than Mercury. Our planet Earth travels around the Sun on a path between those of Mars and Venus. As far as we know, Earth is the only planet in the universe that has liquid water. Our distance from the Sun gives us just the right amount of heat. If we were much closer, the oceans would boil away. If we were much farther away, the oceans would turn to ice. Because the temperature is just right, life in all of its forms is possible on Earth. Scientists now know that there are other suns besides our own that have planets circling them. If so, they are very, very far away. Is there life on any of them? We do not know. There may be planets somewhere in space with creatures that are smarter than we can imagine. Or Earth may be the only planet anywhere that has life. As more of space is explored, we may someday find out.